Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome back to the show. Making his international debut here at Tip TV, we've got Saf. He is a quantitative algo trader at DarwinX. Please bear with us. His interests, according to the curriculum vitae, centre across statistical machine learning, data analysis, algo research and development. My interests are Crystal Palace Football Club. Saf, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
We talked off air. You don't believe in technical analysis.
Not entirely.
I was doing some research and I thought there was a few headlines we could talk about.
Sure.
Obviously, the technical analysis versus fundamental analysis. The technicians would say that history repeats itself and people don't change. And they're saying it's a picture of supply and demand.
That's one view.
Mm-hmm. Technicals, on the other side, suggest that there's zero scientific value. Mm. You can learn it in an hour. There's nothing complicated. So my question is, are charts and technical analysts, are charts basically for sailors and pot pickers?
So the problem with quantitative thinking versus technicals is that technical analysts are too focused on the visual. And there are only so many different ways you can perceive a chart, and it's all subjective. So one technical trader will look at things quite differently on many occasions, to another technical trader. So you're never really in consensus on
which way the market's going.
A lot of technical traders tend to follow the trend, and the problem with that is that markets don't trend most of the time. So quants come in with more of a mathematical approach to things, a scientific approach where we believe that if you take away the trending elements of a market, what's left? What drives it? And using statistics, time series analysis, and machine learning, we're able to sort of mathematically evaluate probabilities of things happening over extended periods of time without ever looking at a chart. So we crunch loads and loads of data and look at actual facts, whereas technical traders have a present view of the chart, a look-back window, as they may call it, and there's just too many ways of visualizing the same thing on a chart, which leads to confusion. The second more important problem from a scalability perspective is that if you have the same thing being done by practically everyone in the market, then ultimately your scalability is going to get upset by that, meaning you can't possibly compete with everyone else doing exactly the same thing and still profess to following supply and demand principles. You can't, because if everyone's doing the same thing, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So therefore, technical analysis, in my view, and in other quants' view, is that it's a great tool over longer periods of time to get a bearing on what the market's doing. Are we generally bullish? Are we generally bearish? But for the technical guys who come in on 5-minute time frames and 15-minute time frames, like, it's next to impossible to be profitable long term using that logic.
Okay, so a very simple question. We don't actually see any trading competitions with people doing the technicals versus the fundamentals. Would that be a good idea?
I think it would be, because I do believe in fundamental analysis when applied to, say, equities, because I think technicals, in my view, which is my own humble opinion, that technicals don't really have any place in evaluating equities. I think fundamental analysis and quantitative analysis tend to lead to more understandable, reasonable outcomes when you're treating equities. In foreign exchange, high volatility market, I believe quantitative analysis tends to lead to more favorable outcomes. And with fundamentals versus technicals in those two different environments, a competition in each, I would really enjoy the thought of that.
Okay, so finally, to wrap up, people would say that you use the fundamentals to choose what to buy, and you use the technicals when to buy.
that's the current impression people have of technical analysis, that it allows you to look for good entry points, entries and exits. There's too much focus on that. Whereas as quants, we focus on the risk management side and how much our strategy can beat the market past transactional costs and taxes, which is how the institutional environment treats it. So quants, therefore, you'll find many quants in institutional circles more than you'll find in retail circles, because there's very little awareness in the retail circles, primarily due to things like technical analysis, because there are far too few retail traders with a focus on this. And because it's a complex area, if we can do more on awareness and education, I think we can breed a new wave of retail trader who comes in and says, right, where's my data?
Let's right. go. Seth, we ran out of time. Thank you very much for your personal view on technical analysis. Next time you come on, we'll talk about your parent company, DarwinX.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.